As we shine a light on our community and our beautiful state parks, a few weeks ago, sharing the story about how there's a fun challenge to get us out to the 66 Wisconsin state parks for free to follow along, keep track of this fun challenge. You can win prizes along the way. It just is the cost of your entrance into the state parks, or do what I did and just get your annual pass. You can go to all 66 of them. And joining us now is Mike from the Friends of the Wisconsin State Parks. Mike, introduce yourself to our community, please.
Oh, great. Hey, thanks, Steph, for asking me to talk about this project. I'm policy chairperson for Friends of Wisconsin State Parks, and we launched this Wisconsin Friends Explore Challenge to encourage people to explore, you know, new places in our state lands and new and different ways, you know, with family and friends or just by yourself. So with the help of DNR, we put together a list of 22 challenges in 11 categories for people to complete on state properties. And they're not just parks, but we have state recreation areas, state trails, waterways, and state forests. And the challenge started March 20th, so we're right at the beginning now, and it goes through the fall equinox, September 22nd.
Okay.
And, you know, and there's something for everyone here. This isn't like an Ironman kind of competition.
That's why I'm able to do it, right, Mike?
Right, and I can do it too. But, you know, the challenges include things like, you know, identifying 25 plants, biking 50 miles in the parks over, you know, an extended period of time, fishing at three properties, to visiting and taking photos of five waterfalls.
Ooh.
Or you can even join one of our friends groups. There's 80 local friends groups across the state that support these properties.
Are those on Facebook, or what are those friends groups? How do we follow those and be part of them?
Great question. So you can go to FWSP, Friends of Wisconsin State Parks, and there's a list of them there. Or let's say, you know, you're interested particularly right in the Madison area. You may want to just Google Friends of the Devil's Lake State Park, and you can pick up information and how to join right there.
Great. And get to give a shout out to a lot of these members, because, Mike, off air, you were saying a lot of volunteers help run these programs, correct?
Yeah, I think the great side story to this is that these 80 local friends groups, they enrich, you know, the park experience for the millions of people who visit state lands. You know, we're going to state parks in record numbers.
Yeah.
We've had 18 million visitors last
Woo!
Year. You know, yeah. If people were cooped up due to COVID, and,
right.
You know, outside spaces are really safe places. And, you know, I just want to remind everyone to, you know, to use social distancing, you know, wear masks when appropriate, but outside recreation is very healthy.
And I'll grab the link from you, Mike, to get involved with the fun challenge, too, that you can win prizes along the way. Are there any fun challenge prizes that you want to give a shout-out to?
Well, we have some prizes. Some businesses have stepped up, and we're hoping more are
Ooh,
interested
good.
Because we already have over 1,000 people who've signed up for the challenge. So if there's any businesses that are listening, are interested
yes.
in being identified with this project and providing prizes, we're certainly will contact us and we'll explain how to get involved.
That's perfect. So Friends of Wisconsin State Parks, get out, explore. And I was saying this past year, getting out in nature was so therapeutic for me. And I can't wait to participate in more of these challenges, especially the one about picking up litter. That's the one I'm all in for.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
They really could use the help on that. You know, just another thing I would just want to add, you know, we're a Friends of Wisconsin State Park. We're a charitable organization. And these friends group have leveraged millions of dollars in project, tens of thousands of volunteer hours. And we also educate lawmakers and citizens on issues that impact our parks. A lot of people don't know this, but the Wisconsin State Park System does not get outside support.
Oh.
We're completely self-funded by fees. And it's one of the only state park systems in the country that is self-funded for operation. So by getting involved, it helps for the long-term stability of our state park system.
So get that annual pass, right, Mike?
Oh, I think it's very helpful, yes.
Yes. Thank you so much for joining us today. And like Mike said, if you want to participate in the challenge or if you're one of the business owners who would like to donate some prizes, please follow the links at Q106.com or text PARKS to 608-321-1063, and I'll send it right to you.